No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket, where I just freaking love technology. Half the time I come on this show, I don't know if the mic's going to work, if my headphones are going to work. And it's nobody's fault but my own. I am technologically challenged, to put it kindly. So I'm talking, I'm waving my hands, because if you've ever seen me talk, that's what I do. And I whacked the microphone before the segment, couldn't finish what I was saying. So before I get into my top 12 teams in the country, I did 25 through 13 the other day. Okay, final thoughts on Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule's a good coach. We don't know if he's great. They have him ranked at number 25. He hasn't stayed anywhere long enough to prove consistency over time, which is the most difficult thing to do in sports. Had they ranked him in the top 20th, I would have been fine. 25 is great. 30th, I'd have been fine with that too, somewhere in the top 30. Okay, so for me, Matt Rhule is a good coach. But at some point, he's got to stay somewhere here at Nebraska and win games consistently over time against top-end competition. Until he does that, it's hard to say he should be in the top 20. So I have no problem at 25. I think it's a very good spot, as a matter of fact. Had they put him at 30, 20, would have been good with that. What do I think is going to happen? I think Nebraska is going to start winning more football games. But as of right now, at this moment in time, facts don't care about feelings. Matt Rhule, okay, coached 4 years at Temple, 3 years at Baylor, 1 year at Nebraska. He's had four seasons where he's been above 500 and four where he hasn't. Those are the facts. I can't wait to see what happens this fall. But I got to see it before I go beyond top 25, even top 20. And again, 30th would have been fine too. All right, my top 12 teams in the country. Now, I ended at number 13 on Monday, if you watched my last live show. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the Carriker Chronicles is coming back, and I'm not going to lie. I'm more pumped than I've ever been, and I'll tell you why. Being right here in Lincoln, it's phenomenal. Like, it is just phenomenal. And when it comes to doing shows, it makes my life 1,000 times easier. I've covered Nebraska from afar for quite a while, a decade. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to win some more football games too. That would be nice. That'd make my life a lot more enjoyable and a lot more fun when I'm doing what I love to do, which is talk Nebraska football. But we just finished the studio. It's a brand new studio, like literally built from the ground up. I'm not a fancy guy. If you've seen my studios in the past, they are very serviceable. They do a good job. This thing is freaking nice, and it looks completely different. And I'm pumped, and I'm excited. Carriker Chronicles comes back August 25th, 6 p.m. Central Time. I'm going to talk about in that first show, will Dylan Raiola live up to the hype? And I can't wait for people to jump all over me for using the word hype with the true freshman. So let's light that candle. The very next day, Monday night, interview with Coach Tom Osborne. All right, as always, you can find all things The Ticket, all right, theticketfm.com, all social media accounts, podcast platforms, Amazon Prime TV, radio, it's every freaking where. All right, let's get into my top 12 teams in the country. I had Florida State at number 13. I have this next team higher than just about anywhere else I've ever seen somebody have, although Joel Klatt actually has them where I have them, which is number 12 in the country, which is Miami of Florida. This is a team that probably has the two best pass rushers in the entire ACC conference. They bring in Cam Ward, who may be the best quarterback in the ACC conference. So you got the best, probably the best quarterback. He was voted the preseason offensive player of the year already. Now, it doesn't mean Jack. At some point, you got to actually do it in live action. But what he did at Washington State, in a place that doesn't have quite the same resources, not that Miami's fully loaded like some other places, but they got such an advantage over Pullman, no disrespect. All right. You got possibly the best quarterback in the ACC, probably. You got probably the best pass rush in the entire ACC. They have stacked recruiting classes on top of each other. And if you talk with anybody who knows anything about the Miami program, people within the program, they will tell you, this is Coach Mario Cristobal's third year. Outside of some abhorred clock management last year, in particular Georgia Tech, like just take a knee. Okay. I'm just going to say it. React to however you want. Take a lesson from Colin Kaepernick and just take a knee and win the game. All right. I went there. So two things that had nothing to do with each other, but here we go. They have been stacking recruiting classes on each other. And for 2 years now, those coaches, maybe to the detriment of the first 2 years there, have pointed to year three and said, that's the year we're going to be really good. Miami does not have a brutal schedule in the ACC either. All right. Miami's schedule is built for them to be right in the mix in the ACC and potentially in the playoff. With this roster, this schedule, I actually predict Miami could go 11-1 and get a top four seed in the college football playoff in a first round bye. I don't have another ACC ranked team ranked higher than them. And since we give, you know, top four seeds to conference champs, regardless of whether you're that good or not, they could be a top four seed in the playoff. Missouri. Big 8, Big 12. That's all I see when I see Missouri. But this is a program that's got momentum. It brings back quarterback Brady Cook and one of the best wide receivers in the country, Luther Burden. Running back Marcus Carroll could be another small school to SEC star, just like All-American Cody Schrader was for Missouri last year. All right. They had a big win over Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl. I know it was a depleted Ohio State team, but they still scored more points, which means they won and beat the Buckeyes in a New Year's Six Bowl. They do have an advantageous schedule as well. They miss a lot of the big boys. They don't play Georgia, Texas, Ole Miss, LSU, and their toughest games are Alabama and Oklahoma, but they miss all those other teams. I'm pretty sure Georgia plays like half the NFL teams in the NFL right now in their schedule. I'll get to that in a minute. All right. Alabama, Kalen DeBoer. Everywhere he goes, he wins. Goes to Washington, has them in the national championship game. A team that people didn't think were as good as they actually were.
You go to. Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Alabama, you got to replace a legend. It doesn't matter what he does. Unless he goes undefeated and wins a national title, people aren't going to be happy because you're following Nick Saban. They had a mass exodus of players. In fact, Ohio State's starting center is from Alabama now. Caleb Downs, probably the best safety in the entire country, one of the top 10 players in the entire country, only a sophomore, by the way, left Alabama, went to Ohio State. So Ohio State said, thank you. We'll take all your puzzle pieces and build our own. Alabama's still got a bunch of talent. Now, they're unproven in the secondary. That's their biggest question mark. They got a great offensive line, great running back room, and their quarterback is a guy who can make plays with his feet. Wide receiver is a little bit of a question mark, but their secondary is the biggest question mark. But I got them at number 9. At number 8, Utah. How could you put Utah in front of Alabama?
Alabama has probably got more talent, but it's younger, it's less proven, and it's year one under a new coach.
I already talked about how Utah has beaten Alabama in the past, albeit like 15 years ago, in the Sugar Bowl. But it's the same head coach, Kyle Whittingham, who's got a culture, who's got Cam Rising coming back. If he stays healthy, Utah's my pick in the Big 12. If he doesn't, I'm darting to Oklahoma State or Kansas State. I know. It's my show. I'll do what I want. It doesn't have to make sense, ladies and gentlemen.
Just roll with me. All right, Utah. It's kind of like death taxes in Utah football. That's kind of what you can count on. They're just good year after year. They're physical. They play good defense. They run the ball. This is my pick to win the Big 12. As I mentioned, Utah is really good, really tough. And I know the Big 12 teams are not going to want to hear this, but Salt Lake City is now one of the toughest places to play in the Big 12, period. The home field advantage is very, very real. The Utes are incredible in their house, and when healthy, this is one of the best teams in the country. They won the Pac-12 the last two times they were healthy, when Cam Rising was healthy. It shouldn't be different in the Big 12. The Utes are aggressive. They got great home field advantage. They've got a veteran quarterback. Watch out for Utah. All right. Let's see who I got next on my list here. Oh, I skipped right over Penn State. Did I already talk about Penn State? I did not talk about Penn State. I went straight from 11 to 9, which was Alabama. 8 is Utah. We're going to jump back to Penn State. How did I miss that? So Penn State, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the last 8 years, had we had a 12-team college football playoff, they'd have been in 6 times. No team is going to benefit more from a college football playoff than Penn State. They beat everybody. They win every game they play outside of Michigan, Ohio State, which makes you 10-2, which gets you into a 12-team playoff. The conversation with Penn State is a little bit similar to that of Missouri. The Nittany Lions have a new offensive coordinator, so maybe they'll actually, you know, throw the ball downfield. Part of that's Drew Aller's got to be willing to take some risks. He's like the anti-Brett Favre. Brett Favre didn't care about nothing. He threw 6 picks in the NFC title game 1 year, and he was still slinging. And then Drew Aller's kind of the opposite. It's 5-yard pass, in, out, hitch, dink and dunk to the running back. Now, in his defense, their wide receivers were not getting open. They got Julian Fleming, who's transferred from Ohio State, the guy who was the number one wide receiver in the country when he came out of high school, got buried in that Ohio State room, transfers to Penn State. He has a chance to be the guy, show what he can do. They have potentially one of the top defenses in the country. Edge rusher Abdul Carter is one of the best players in America. And a lot like Missouri, the schedule sets up favorable for Penn State in the Big Ten. No Michigan, no Oregon. If they're going to play great defense, they're going to run the ball. They got a pretty good offensive line, a great running back tandem. If they can just throw the ball downfield past 10 to 15 yards, just 20 yards once in a while, they're going to score a lot more points, and they're going to win a lot more football games. Either way, I've got them into the college football playoff, regardless of what happens. All right. We'll do one more. We'll do my top five when we get back. Michigan, it's one of those teams I have no idea what to make. You lose your entire offensive line, plus your top starter. You lose your quarterback. You lose your top running back, although Donovan Edwards, I've always thought, was actually kind of, you know, better. He's just faster. Better overall top-end speed. Okay, the defense is going to be good. It's a new head coach, but he's been there and Sharon Moore. He's been under fire lately for some things, but it's the quarterback position. If Alex Orji is the starter, the dude is a beast. 240, he can run. He's fast. He's physical. Can you throw the ball? Can you be more than a one-dimensional type team? Michigan's a team that if he plays well at quarterback, they could be a top five, top six team. If he doesn't, they got a brutal schedule. Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, USC. Okay. Even like some of their other games, like Fresno State is not a gimme. First game of the year, you never know what can happen in a game like that. Fresno State's going to come in motivated. If Michigan isn't on the same page, you never know. I'm going to predict Michigan to win that game, but you never know. This is a team that could maybe not even make the playoff. All right. I've got them at number 7. Last one, then we'll get to the break. Notre Dame. This is a crazy team because I've seen people rank them as low as outside the top 10 and as high as in the top 5. I do think years gone by, Notre Dame getting their butt whooped sideways in college football playoff games has not helped them. That visual of and hearing every year, Notre Dame's good, Notre Dame's good, Notre Dame's good. That's what you hear. Then what you see is they win 9, 10, 11 games, get the college football playoff, and then just get demolished. So I think that's in my mind too. For me, that's tough. The more I studied for the upcoming season, I will say this. While I hate that they get to have their cake and eat it too, and I hope that changes someday, sooner rather than later, I do actually like Notre Dame on the field this year. I'm convinced Notre Dame is actually going to be pretty good. It's going to have a dominant defense, which you would expect under head coach Marcus Freeman, but it returns several star players on that side of the ball, including last year's Nagurski Award winner, safety Xavier Watts. Notre Dame only has 3 true road games, and this factors in to how where I think they're going to be ranked. 3 true road games, that's it, with only one of those games taking place between the regular season opener and finale. I know people will roll their eyes, but just keep your eye on Notre Dame. I'm not going to sit here and die on this hill. I don't even like Notre Dame, but I do think they're going to be pretty good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pay some bills. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.